శ్రీనివాస శాస్త్ర పాధోధి మంథమనీషాలబ్ధామిషోపి బాలివత్ సంధిఘటా విపాటన పటుర్విరావణు రిద్రా హరిద్రావణో అభవత్ సోయం యాస్త్ర శాస్త్రాస్త్ర ద్రవిణోత్సేక ద్రవిణోత్సేక రభసాపధ్వస్త వాదివ్రతః ప్రాప్తో కాండే దృశైవ స్మితతయాత్తం ఆత్తగంధతాం శ్రీనివాసాభిధః దృష్టం మహానామ శృతమపి కిల శుభ్రం జ్యోతిరీక్షితంచ గౌరామియమందిరే నారాయణశ్చతుర్భుజోపి లేహితః లబ్ధ్వా గోపవనశ్రుతి శ్రుతిభిన్నా భిన్నా చిద్గ్రంథి దాదాజీప్రసాదాత్ ఆవిష్కృతం చ సత్యం పరాత్పర మోమియం బ్రహ్మతద్వనం నామామృతపానక్షీబే చక్షుషి శ్రవణే ఉభే మనస్త్వచ్చరణే మౌని మౌని రక్ష దాదాజి మామియ. Shall I give the translation in English? నామామృతపానక్షీబె చక్షుషి శ్రవణే ఉభే మనస్త్వచ్చరణే మౌని రక్ష దాదాజి మామియ. ఐ థింక్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు కరెక్ట్లీ అండర్స్టాండ్. Shall I give the translation? A devotee says, నామామృతపానక్షీబె చక్షుషి. See, there is a beautiful expression in Sanskrit. The eyes have become kshibe, matta. They have become mad.
Languorous.
Languorous. With the namamrita pana, with the, by the drinking of the nectar of the name, Mahanama. Generally, eyes won't be languorous and mad. But here the poet says, నామామృత పాన క్షీబే చక్షుషి శ్రవణే ఉభే. Both the eyes as well as ears, they were mad, drunken with the drinking of the nectar of the name of the Lord. మనస్త్వచ్చరణి, the devotee says, దాదాజి మనః త్వచ్చరణి, my mind has taken refuge in your feet. Raksha dadaji mamiya mamiha, protect me from all the protect me always. The name of the devotee is perhaps Srinivasapithaha. He has studied shastras and he was a very great scholar. Yes, I will read it. దృష్టం మహానామ శృతమపి కిల శుభ్రం జ్యోతిరీక్షితం. ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ విత్ మై ఓన్ ఐస్ ది మహానామ గ్రేట్ నేమ్. శృతమపి కిల శుభ్రం జ్యోతిరీక్షితం, ఐ హర్డ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ది వైట్ లైట్ ఆఫ్ ది మహానామ. శుభ్రం జ్యోతిరీక్షితం గౌరామియ మందిరే, ఇన్ ది గౌర అమియ, అమియ ఈజ్ దాదాజీస్ నేమ్. గౌరా వైట్, గౌర అమియ మందిరే నారాయణశ్చతుర్భుజోపి లేహితః. నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ది రెస్ప్లెండెంట్ లైట్ ఆఫ్ ది మహానామ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ది చతుర్భుజ నారాయణ, గాడ్ విత్ ఫోర్ ఆర్మ్స్. ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఫోర్ ఆర్మ్స్ చతుర్భుజ నారాయణ. లబ్ధ్వా గోపవనశ్రుతిభిన్నా చిద్గ్రంథి దాదాజీ ప్రసాదాత్. గోపవనశ్రుతి హియర్ మీన్స్ ది సేయింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ ది గోపవన
ఫ్లూట్ మ్యూజిక్.
హీ సేస్ హియర్ శృతి, ఇది వేద శృతి భిన్న చిద్గ్రంథి. ది చిద్గ్రంథి మీన్స్ ది అజ్ఞాన వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్రోకెన్, ది జ్ఞాన వెన్ ఇట్ డాన్స్, they say Chitgranthi is the Ajnana Granthi is broken and the knowledge has dawned in me.
The other state.
Yes,
state. Jnana.
Dadaji Prasadat. This is all through the grace of Dadaji. Avishkurtancha Satyam. Paratpara Momiyam Brahma Tadvanam. Not only that, I have seen the Paratpara, the beyond, beyond, beyond from the beyond. I have seen the as you said, timelessness, spacelessness. Not only this, I have seen the four-armed Lord also. But beyond that, I have seen the Paratpara, the thing which cannot be expressed with words, the beyond all things, Paratpara. I think I am not able to properly translate. Nama, Nama. Nama, please give me a cup of water.
Why can you come after away from it? When you have come away from that state, you know you had been in that state. When you are actually in that state, you can never imagine or tell yourself, I am in this particular state, I have reached this Parabrahma or whatever it is. When you are saying that, it means you are still in illusion. The seer and the seen must become one, then only that is Samadhyavastha or Advaita Sthiti is. So, for poetry and for our devotion and for our great bliss we experience, we may give expression in the form of this poetry and such praise and all that.
Which means somebody, after seeing God in form, actually may feel more satisfied than going beyond the so-called intellectual conception of formless, timeless, spaceless. These things are mere words. A devotee may be perfectly satisfied by seeing the four-armed God and the thinking that four-armed God is an illusion. Perhaps this is an illusion. Because to define what is illusion exactly is a very great thing. See, to define illusion is not easy. So, the formless, perhaps the thing with form, are both are true and relatively true. You cannot say the thing with form is relatively false. No, you cannot say. It is the perfect God himself. Perhaps somebody may see the tree is God himself. I have seen the God and bow down to the tree because he sees God everywhere. He cannot go beyond all this world around him. He may feel, everywhere there is God. When the flower blooms, he may think, God is there, I have seen God. Likewise, as he sees God in a flower, likewise, a devotee, not all perhaps, a devotee who sees in his vision a four-armed God may feel blissful, has actually seen God, touched God, talked with him. He may get that satisfaction, but my friend Mr. Sudarshanam, perhaps he is entitled to think like that. This four-armed God is not perhaps is the highest thing. He may try to go beyond. He is also justified, I think. Here the devotee says, Drishtam Mahanama Shrutam Apikila Shubhram Jyoti Rikshitam. He says, the Mahanama I have been initiated, but I have seen with my own eyes, Drishtam Mahanama Shrutam Apikila, I have heard it, but now I am seeing it. Shrutam Apikila Shubhram Jyoti Rikshitam. I have seen the white, resplendent, flashing light. Gauramiya Mandire Narayana Chaturbhujopi Lehitaha. Lehitaha means, has actually, Leha in Sanskrit means actually enjoying, touching with his tongue. The four-armed God has been eaten by me. What he says?
Tasted
by me. He says so blissfully. The four-armed God I have tasted with my own tongue. The Mahanama I have seen with my own eyes. It is out of perhaps the ecstasy of experience. This verse has been expressed. Labdhva gopavana shruti bhinna chidgrandhi dadaji dadaji prasadat by the grace of Dadaji, Gopavana Shruti Pinna means the Lord Krishna's the precepts or his, you may say, Gopavana Shruti. Here may symbolically say his murali or flute, but that is a symbolical meaning. Shruti means here Veda. Shruti means Veda. I have seen that also. Labdha, Labdha Gopavana Shruti Pinna Chidgrandhir Dadaji Prasadat. I have obtained the essence of knowledge by the grace of Sri Dadaji. Avishkurtancha Satyam Paratparam Omiyam Brahma Tadvanam. Here, the Paratpara Brahma has been Avishkurtam. I have seen actually, it has been unveiled. Avishkurtam means unveiled. The beyond truth, beyond all things, has been unveiled to me. I have been very happy that I have received all these things. Here the devotee says, perhaps the essence of the verses is, I have seen the forearm with forearm and the great god Narayana with forearm, as well as the formless one also I have experienced. That is a very great, very difficult thing to understand both form and formless and have an equal relationship with both these things. It is not given to ordinary human beings. Perhaps great seers can see both, but people like me perhaps will be satisfied. The God with forearms actually talks to me, actually comes to me like a friend. He moves with me. He is so human to me than the absolute Brahman. The God with form is so intensely human. He comes to me, he talks to me, he cuts jokes with me, and he is a constant companion to me. But this here the devotee says he has seen both. That is a very great, rare experience. That is through the grace of Dadaji. Am I clearly translated?
Yes.
In the last, of course, I have given the translation. Namamrita panakshibe chetshushi sravane ube. Chetshushi sravane, the eyes and the ears have become mad or intoxicated. Shiva means, the correct translation is intoxicated. Manastva charane mauni raksha dadaji. Dadaji Mamiya, my mind has taken refuge in your feet. Kindly protect me from all this.
Yes. Is the only path. The mortal being can never be a guru by any means. God Himself is the only guru. Patience results in strength. Complete surrender to the Supreme Being leads to emancipation.
Yes, sir. Okay. Test, we had the test.
Divine name is the only path. The mortal being can never be a guru by any means. God Himself is the only guru. Patience results in strength. Complete surrender to the Supreme Being leads to emancipation, realization and salvation. Divine grace will descend spontaneously as soon as you will be bereft of your ego. When your heart will be void of anything, then and then only the divine will your heart. Name is the only path. The mortal being can never be a guru by any means. God Himself is the only guru. Patience results in strength. Complete surrender to the Supreme Being leads to emancipation, realization and salvation. Divine grace will descend spontaneously as soon as you will be bereft of your ego. When your heart will be void of anything, then and then only the divine will fill your heart. Man cannot do anything. How can a man who ferries through life and death, who cherishes the sense of I become a guru, wonder at times if we are surrendered by a battalion of false prophets and messages whose egoistic acrobatic take us out of our wits every moment and who thereafter us within perdition in every turn of their screen breath. Western science and metaphysics seem to assure that faithfully the teaching of Dadaji there is no mind, but minding there is no concept soul, the seat of consciousness. There is only a flow of consciousness wherein the ego is somehow smuggled as a matter of course. If one gives a significant turn to these ideas, the possibly races near Dadaji's philosophy. Why do you bother ourselves with so many grotesque, obsessions and trust into our heads by the prophets of doom? Let us eat, drink, and be merry, but let us only hold fast to the real perspective of life. We are dedicated souls, so it is He who is working in and through us all the while. We are only passive spectators in sympathetic identity with Him. Japa, tapasya, fasting are counting of beads. Mortal and spiritual legislation are no means of achieving Him who is our dearest. He submits only to love, for He is love personified, but this love is no egoistic nonce of the pragmatic existence. It is supermental and identity with the love of the beloved, the real Trinity as pointed out by Dadaji. Man cannot do anything. Man cannot be sacrifice his ego. Only thing, only surrender, Naam is the only path, Naam is the only Maha Mantra. Just try to surrender to Him. And man cannot be a guru. And be cautious and be careful about man. In all beings, so He has no distinction between a Hindu, Muslims and Christian, etc. To Him there is only one caste called humanity, and there is no difference between a man and a woman. So mankind is one, truth is one, and humanity also one. Language is also one. Almighty is not a conception. He is a reality. He controls everything. Man has no power of his own, because the body is not his, life is one. Almighty is not a conception. He is a reality. He controls everything. Man has no power of his, because the body is not his own. Life is one.
doesn't only when you tell her it strikes to us.
No, brother.
Yes, he is also so helpless. Just he had been to the puja rooms, told me for message, but he is not able to do it. Just you ask him. Next time, again, when he himself wants to give him, then and there I told him, you sit down. You better ask him. You tell him Tamil language, what happened.
Where is your captain?
That's right, it struck to you that you should take him once again. That means you knew that moment, but we never knew that moment.
No, that is not the correct. Guru, everybody is Guru. Because in the Vishnu Puram, Adi Brahma Yog, Upala, Prano hi Bhagavan iso Prano Vishnu Pitamaha, Praneno dhajjate sarvang, sarvang pranamayam jagat. Only pran, the soul, the heart, that is the only guru. He is everywhere. And he is for all. Have you understand? So, don't believe that man also. Don't try to believe. He can betray because he is within this body also, within mind, he is just talking. So, don't believe anybody other than him. Only he can guide, he can bless, he can do whatever he likes. Man cannot do anything.
Huh? Why is that he?
He, that is, what do you mean by you tell?
He is almighty, he is everywhere.
See, but, sir, ink and writing, only Satyanarayana does it.
Pardon?
I mean,
Satyanarayana has written. No written. That is not written. If it is written, it is. Oh, where is your message? Message that already got the sister. Hand over to him. That is here or not, that is Venice. It is that thing or not?
Huh?
When Diksha, when he is darshan, that thing is everywhere, but we could not find it. We have forgotten as by the Prakriti, Maya. Maya, have you understand? We could not find anything. When it will be off, go, then you will find it. That is not written. It is yours, own. I have got no connection with that. Dadaji cannot do anything. That's why I am telling, don't believe Dadaji also. Just you believe as brother, not anything.
But you can be an instrument. Dadaji can be an instrument.
No. Instrument also something, but Dadaji says that he is not an instrument also. But it is being done. That is called... that is question of time factor. Other than time, you cannot reach.
Other than?
Time.
It is easy. For him, the time has come through your presence here.
Yes, a destiny.
Destiny.
Yes.
I will keep a paper like this and keep the hand. But I can't get that. Then something is lies in you that helps.
Why you are looking after
this body. He cannot do anything. He has got no right. He has got no power. He is a powerless man, like you. I told you, it is question of time. So it is being done. Have you understood?
But we are unable to know that time, whereas you are able to.
Why you want to realize? You don't go for realization, for understand. It is not for tarko. Tarko, what do you mean by
argument?
Argument. You don't go through argument or through anything. It is happening.
What we have to do every day?
Do you know him?
Yes.
But by Maya you have forgotten. Again you have received. That's enough. You do your work and try to establish that truth, not anybody, not Dadaji also. Have you understand? You are a Tarko Visharad Mahamavadai, scholar of Sanskrit. So, you are Mahamavadai, I tell you, I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know English, I don't know nothing. I am a Mukha English Taki Bole.
No, Dadaji, I am not able to understand this because you could know the moment for several individuals, you could take them inside. We could not know that and we could not take them. So you are above or more than something, more than
we are.
So there is a difference between you and us, and we have come to seek you. But you say, I am nobody, I am like you, I am also a fool, you say.
True, but
I am not able to understand that.
Time pattern, you say.
Well, I tell you, whenever I will feel that I am doing.
Yes, that ego.
Then and there he is. Have you understand? He cannot go for that. He is that man is not come in the Madras. Who is doing that thing? That is the only truth.
No, but our faith is that you are divinity in this form.
You can love me as brother.
No, even a magician does all these things.
Huh?
Even a magician the roadside does all these things. How can he do it?
That is the
Ayurveda.
I think no.
You just say what the number of your notice. A man will give. By hypnotism, a man is
and also
hypnotism. That is a paper.
Yes.
Paper is paper. Hypnotism cannot write here.
But can it happen to see?
See,
the number of
your
note, your number.
If you are
going to be not back,
and
not
hypnotism
man will tell
you. Hypnotism is here. He can tell you white. But he cannot write anything. He cannot look anything in figure.
I have experienced one.
Nobody can. I know because one of my brother was, perhaps you know, not P.C. Sarkar, who was the emperor of hypnotism.
Elur. Sarkar.
He came to me for this thing. Within a second, he converted and he write, Dadaji, I am nobody.
So there is something…
Some power in you.
Something omnipotent in you.
Why you are telling? Because I tell you, nobody can write. Writing power, that is called diksha. That is from inner side, not outside.
On mental leaves, one person is able to write. That is, he himself is not able to write. The mental leaves will be with us, and something will be written to our questions.
I tell you, don't try to argue. Because in the world, famous top intellectual, Jojo hai, wo log aise ho gaya. Like Krishnamurti, like Dr. Gopinath Kaviraj, world top. Dr. Shastri. So don't go for any. And bahu sadhu, top sadhu in Ramdas Paramahansa Bhagavan, 150 years. And Swami Brahmananda Paramahansa, guru of Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. So don't try to argue. If you go through argo, you will oi, and you won't be able to realize in your whole life. Ananta koti janma janesebi. Don't try to argo.
But Dadaji, all these people here have come from only from material life. Not for anything outside. They don't want realist God. They want to have something good in this world. That's all these people have come.
So it is better not to come for any spiritual.
You have come for it.
You can actually all have come for
it.
We are not come for
material. Yes, I have come. There is no dispute about it. I have come for it.
Personalism, we can forget materialism
someday. Well, don't try to argue and don't try to understand him. Just Sharanagati.
I am trying every day to understand him. But now the purpose of the come is only for having some material.
For big man. You have come here forever, so you want to be a big man like Tata Birla or something like that.
Nobody can be big man. It's only big thing, it's only comparison. By comparison, only one or
other. Need some material help.
Yes.
It is.
You
need some material.
Most of us are come only for that truth. Even some people hide the truth. I am not hiding the truth. That is first thing for Mahanam.
Then do it. And
I am having the basics of Mahanam.
And try to love him.
Archaya ami daya sindho bahimam sharanagadam. Archayami daya sindho bahimam sharanagadam tabatraya davagnomam dakyamam sadavibo drahimam pundari gaksha kevalam krubayadava janma murtyu jara vyadi dukkha sannapta dehinam janma murtyu jara vyadi dukkha sannapta dehinam.
Search within and unfoldment of new science. From the moment of the birth of human body, the mind with its senses start moving the world of physical nature. As a result, the course of life is always affected and influenced in its natural flow by the pleasure and pain of the phenomena here. In a much advanced stage, being frustrated by the failures and vicissitudes of life, man realizes the need to make God the companion, who then stands to be the only friend, guide and philosopher. People run here and there to places of pilgrimage to those self-styled gurus and godmen with outgrown matted hair and saffron robe in search of God. But they never realize the fact that the living temple of the human heart transcends the temple made of bricks and stones which tries to confine the infinite into the small image of a deity. Sri Dadaji, Sri Amaya Raya Chowdhury has undertaken this strenuous task of establishing this fundamental truth that a search within, a journey within, reveals many secrets of life which one must experience of his own, and it is never possible to have that realization through the artificial processes of worship and adoration. Sri Dadaji has also proved the scientific foundation, of this event before millions who become overwhelmed with the possession of the Mahanam that has left its imprint in the mind and heart such that it takes the form of a discovery of faith, a deep and conscious involvement in the search for truth within oneself. Dadaji asserts it again and again that it is simply a question of time and man should keep patience and that no miracle can fetch bliss and divine grace. According to Sri Dadaji, nobody has any escape from the prarabdha or the lot of his predestined to accept. and to bear this prarabdha patiently and cheerfully is the only penance man is ever required to perform. Dadaji also affirms that man, by living a life of excesses and indulging in the compulsions of body and mind, increases more his destined lot of prarabdha in this life. Man is sometimes tempted by desires without realizing the disaster it might bring in consequence. Dadaji assures us that since the actions of man are always prompted by the dictations of an unstable mind, truth never takes note of his losses. But the only duty of man is to remember God as the only doer, and at the dawn of this sense of self-surrender, the Lord of his own captains the ship of his life, and the functions of the sense organs are so transformed that they help this physical mind proceed in the search within. Dadaji, however, wants it time and again that in this journey within, the relations of the soul is the immanent truth. The relations of the soul is the immanent truth are so direct that it is profane to seek help from any intermediary. The love of God has its natural way of working, and any pretension, hypocrisy, or exhibitionism in this respect is to exploit people is an unpardonable offense. Dadaji, therefore, is strictly against any myth-building or personality cult. He always discourages any request to build a church, ashrama, or mutt, since his universal message cannot be confined to such affiliations, however broad-based. He gives emphasis on work which, if done with sincerity and faithfulness, is the greatest worship offered to God. This unique interpretation of the values of life indicates the glimpse of the new knowledge and wisdom that teaches man to recognize himself in the innumerable manifestations of nature, realize man in the innumerable manifestations of nature, to play his role in this stage with a reverence for life, and magnify his looking glass so that it may embrace the humanity in general.